This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Vice President Kamala Harris formally accepted the Democratic nomination for president on Thursday with a rousing call to fight tyranny around the world, drawing a sharp contrast with Republican Donald Trump. Gabe Singer from Reuters reports.
I accept your nomination.
Since Harris emerged as the Democratic candidate after President Joe Biden dropped out, her campaign has broken fundraising records, packed arenas with supporters, and turned opinion polls in some battleground states in Democrats' favor. Before a packed House, Harris made some of her strongest foreign policy statements to date, vowing not to cozy up to tyrants and dictators who she said were, quote, rooting for Trump. Harris also laid out some broad policy principles, announcing tax cuts for the middle class and vowing to fight for reproductive freedom and voting rights. Harris also called to end the Gaza war.
Now is the time to get a hostage deal and a ceasefire deal done.
Gabe Singer for Reuters. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on recent Ukrainian successes in the war with Russia.
Ukraine's military says it used high-precision glide bombs provided by the U.S. to carry out strikes in Russia's Kursk region, while also claiming to have recaptured some territory in the eastern region of Kharkiv, where Russia launched an offensive in the spring. A video from Ukraine's Air Force commander on Thursday night purported to show a Russian platoon base being hit in the Kursk region. The commander adds the attack with GBU-39 bombs resulted in Russian casualties and the destruction of equipment. Ukraine's forces have gained new momentum this month after delayed deliveries of U.S. weaponry were finally released. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday and offered to help bring peace.